together. So he says here, it's sown a natural eye, it's raised a spiritual body. Now, this is why we bury the dead. This is what it's picturing. I mean, when someone dies and you put that person's body in that coffin and you put it into the earth and you put the earth over it, what are you symbolizing? You're symbolizing that we're planting a seed here. This body is being sown into the earth and it will eventually be raised again in newness of life as a spiritual body. That's why I do not believe in cremation. And this is why I don't want to be cremated. You know, I'm not saying, you know, to put me in some gold-plated coffin, but for crying out loud, bury me in the earth, you know, bury me out of your sight, you know, whatever, you know, I'm not saying something fancy, but good night. You know, you say, well, it's cheaper. Well, I mean, I think it's a tragedy how much it costs to bury people now. You know, people are already grieving. They're going through a hard time, and then they have to deal with this financial burden of, you know, paying thousands and thousands of dollars for a hole in the ground. You know, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But it used to be in the old days, you know, you'd be buried out behind the church or something, you know. And, you know, would to God that we were, you know, able to do that today. And maybe someday we'll have a cemetery behind our church or something. But, you know, it's probably not going to be zoned right or whatever. But anyway, what I'm saying is that, you know, spend the money. You know what I mean? To at least bury somebody. Because the Bible talks a lot about burial. And it talks about in Ecclesiastes that it's a dishonorable if you don't have a burial. So, you know, I want to be buried. So, you know, raise the money or do whatever you have to do, you know. I have enough money to bury my, you know, to pay for my own burial. You know what I mean? So, anyway. I mean, why do people get cremated, right? Because it's cheap. But, I mean, you know, I don't want to be. And obviously, look, if you cremate somebody, that's not going to change what happens to their soul. That's not going to change the fact that they're resurrected. Or at least if they got cremated, at least bury the, you know, what's left, right? At least bury something. Sow something into the earth. But, you know, I just, if I see that the burial of a body is a sowing of a seed, if it pictures that resurrection, you know, what does a cremation picture? Like you're burning in hell or something, you know? So it just seems like a heathen thing to do. And obviously, if a saved person's cremated, they're still going to heaven. They're still going to rise again. No question about that. But I don't want to do this kind of a pagan, you know, heathen practice of torching people when they die instead of burying them. Okay. And I'm not trying to offend anybody if that's what happened to your loved one, you know. And I have loved ones who were cremated and so forth. But, you know, it wasn't up to me. Nobody asked me, you know, because I wouldn't cremate my loved ones.